Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, visibility catalyst and best-selling publisher of Aspire Magazine, and I am so passionate about bringing you conversations that expand your thinking, open your heart, and open you up to the power of possibility. All of my guests are women that are in my life that I've either circled up with, held my own intimate personal conversations with, and turned to them for their wisdom. Well, today's guest, I am so excited to share with you. She's been a dear friend, a soul sister. We have played, partnered, collaborated, cried with, together with, and it is Bryna Renee Haynes. And Bryna is an inspirational speaker, philosopher, waymaker, coach, and award-winning best-selling author. She is the creator of the Choose Your Evolution Project. As you're about to discover, her passion is helping visionaries discover new pathways to live in their genius and achieve their biggest goals. I got to tell you, she is constantly challenging the status quo and is an agent for change and expansion for conscious entrepreneurs, change makers, healers, and influencers around the world. She empowers others to harness their power as creators and live in their genius through conscious choice, inspired action, new perspectives, and most importantly, knowing how to ask the right questions. And if you're ready to discover how you can show up as a true creator in your life, then sit back and enjoy this sacred conversation. Welcome, Bryna.
I'm so happy to be here, Linda. Thank you.
You're welcome. We have known each other for many years.
A long time.
Remember when I was producing the live women's events? I remember meeting you in person for the first time, and that's got to be like, 2008 or 9, and then we started working together shortly after that. So our soul connection goes way back.
Way back, absolutely.
And, you know, it's funny because your new business is, you know, Choose Your Evolution, and I've watched your evolution. I've witnessed it firsthand. I've witnessed what you do with your clients, your authors, and the women that you serve in your Evolutionaries Facebook group. So let's talk first, because, you know, that name, Choose Your Evolution. What does conscious evolution mean to you, and why are you so passionate about getting this message out there?
Absolutely. So evolution can happen in one of two ways. It can happen as a reaction or a response to a changing environment, and that's kind of what we see in the natural world. You know, all species are pretty much perfectly developed to live in their current environment, and when something about that changes, they need to change. The cool thing about being human and having access to the level of consciousness and awareness and self-awareness that we have is that we don't have to wait for life to throw stuff at us to change. We can become anything that we envision, and we can adapt ourselves to actually align with the life we want. And so to me, that is conscious evolution, is the level of awareness that shows us where we are playing small, where we're staying hidden, where we're avoiding or discounting our big dreams, and then having the awareness and the impetus to choose something different for ourselves. And when we do that, we consciously evolve.
So beautifully said. And we're going to be talking today about something that is, I personally believe in, and you just mentioned it, it's choice, the power of choice. Because knowing we have a choice, on my journey, knowing I had the choice, it was this one day, a dark night of my soul back in 92, I woke up to that word, the power of it, right? And, you know, I was a former welfare mom and queen of self-sabotage. And the moment I woke up that I had the power to choose something different began my journey over these years. So to have you so passionately teaching about this topic, I think is so empowering for so many because we forget that within us is that power to choose. Have you made some choices in your life that led you to discover your own power on this topic?
Oh my goodness, absolutely. And I feel in some ways I was actually doing it before I knew I was doing it. But what's opened up for me in the last year or so has been the breadth of choices that we actually have. And what I've been looking at is anything in my life that I take for granted or think is unchangeable, chances are it's not. And anything in my about myself that I take for granted and think of as unchangeable is not. We have so much choice that oftentimes we pick certainties to attach to avoid having to make choices in those areas, right? So we tell ourselves, you know, stories about who we are or what we're capable of. And it's not that those stories are true. It's that we've just picked one thing. We've picked one set of possibilities and then moved on to choose in different areas, right? So we try to set ourselves up so we don't have decision fatigue, right? Sometimes people say that when we're organizing our businesses. We do that with ourselves and in our lives because making new choices takes energy. But anything in our lives is changeable through choice, anything at all, up to and including who we're being in our lives. And that is so amazing to discover because all of the things that hold us back are ultimately inside of us, right? There really isn't any external circumstance that can hold us back if we're aligned with our dream from the inside out. And so we can look at who we're being in our lives and make different choices, even around the things that we have assumed are unchangeable. And it's just, I can't even express how excited I am about this. Because it was my self-identities that were holding me back. You know, the things that we say to ourselves, like, I'm not the kind of person who, ... right? Or I'm not the kind of person who can, or I don't like blah, blah, blah. And sometimes we don't like it, but sometimes that's an excuse to avoid having to engage with something, right? I don't like being in the spotlight. I get uncomfortable when people pay me compliments, right? Those are choices. They're not fundamentally cemented aspects of ourselves. We can choose to change those types of things. And for me, this new level of choice was all about owning my knowledge and my expertise. And so I have had an amazing, absolutely amazing, almost 10 years working with you in the capacity of an editor and a book coach and working with people in your community and working with my own clients. And it's been incredible. And I'm really just, I could not have asked for a better community to be in and do the work that I was doing and that I'm continuing to do in a reduced capacity. But what I realized was that I had a definition of myself that was as a supporting role type of person. Like I told myself, I'm not the kind of person who really wants to be center stage. I'm not the kind of person who really wants to be the center of attention, to be in the limelight. And yet, as I was telling myself these things, I had recurring dreams of myself on a stage. And I had childhood dreams of being on stage. And I didn't even know what that was or what it looked like, But every time I told myself that I was not the kind of person who could have that, I was denying that lifelong dream of bringing something worthwhile to a large audience. And so that was the impetus for my shift and my evolution. And I think it's a huge lesson just in all parts of our lives that we can look at what we tell ourselves about ourselves and make a different choice. If it doesn't make us happy, if it doesn't feel expansive, if it doesn't feel juicy, or it keeps us separate from our dreams.
So true, and it's like you outgrew the container you had created for yourself, right? So you had identified for over 10 years as that role of the editor, as the supporting member. In reality, your soul knew the truth, because that's why you kept getting those visions of something different. And you had, it sounds like, if I understand correctly, you had to change the thought patterns and beliefs and old scripts that kept you in that container. And I was blessed to be part of the conversation. I remember the conversation when you birthed this dream of stepping out in this expansive way and birthing Choose Your Evolution. And I was so excited for you because that's what the show's about. That's about the work you're doing now is about getting women to see their own innate power and giving themselves permission to shift and change and recreate themselves according to their soul's journey, not the world's journey.
Absolutely. And I won't say it's been easy. I mean, I've been working on changing beliefs that are like silly little beliefs, like I hate doing video, which I totally don't hate doing video, but I told myself I did for a long time, to huge beliefs like I don't matter or people don't like me, right? Those are just deeply ingrained beliefs that were just dogging me for years. And in order to step into this new calling, I had to look at them. Whereas before, I had, I think in some ways, structured the way that I was being in my life and in my business role so that I didn't have to look at those things. I could say, I'm doing this awesome work with awesome people. And that obviously is very true. But there was this aspect of myself that I was holding back. So I would encourage anyone who's listening, if you have a big dream that you have been ignoring or putting off, look at the ways in which you've created the container of your life to avoid your fears around your dream, because we all do it to some extent or other. And changing those beliefs starts with awareness, just like conscious evolution. It starts with awareness. And until we can actually see where we've been putting up those walls or where our self-definitions have become irrefutable to us, we won't be able to live into our dreams. We have to gain that awareness first.
That's so true. We have to continually keep giving ourselves permission to look at the things that are keeping us, I call it stagnant, right? Where we know we're meant for more. And I don't just mean as an entrepreneur for women listening, more of what gives you joy, whatever that is for you personally. And I've continually reinvented myself by following my joy, right? And joy, I believe, is the connection to our, I don't know, our deepest truth, our wisdom, our soul. So for me, I follow the joy. But it doesn't mean it's not scary, as you know, right? And you've witnessed me as much as I've witnessed you continually step through and break through our comfort zones. But I want to tell everyone, it doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean it's not uncomfortable. But what's waiting for you on the other side of your uncomfortableness is so worth it, because you're creating from your truth and not your fears.
Absolutely. And I feel like there's a discussion within the conscious spiritual community that happens all the time around this idea of inspired action. And I spent a long time waiting to feel inspired to take action on my dreams. I was waiting for the world to deliver that change in environment that was going to push me into my next bigger self. Someone was going to have a conversation with me and notice me and blah, 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 like all the things we tell ourselves, right? It was like being 19 again and playing my guitar in a coffee shop and just waiting for the right person to walk in and notice me at the right time. And then my life was going to start, right? And it, of course, it never happens that way, or it rarely happens that way. We have to align with it. We have to put ourselves out there. We have to choose it for ourselves before anyone else can help us live our dream. And so this idea of inspired action is like, instead of waiting for the music producer to walk into the coffee shop, you're waiting for the universe to drop something in your lap so that you can move forward. And just like the music producer, the universe doesn't work that way. And so what I like to tell people about inspired action is that inspired action appears to you as a pathway towards your dream, but it's not going to be easy, and it's probably not going to feel like it's in flow. In fact, it's probably going to be the hardest freaking thing you've ever done. So if you're waiting for permission, if you're waiting for something to make it easy when you know what you need to do to live into your dream, Prince Charming is not coming. It's not going to happen. You have to own it. You have to choose your evolution. And until you do that, you'll be stuck in the cycle of waiting. And I promise you, I know this firsthand. I promise you, I know it so intimately, and I still catch myself doing it in certain moments. And it's not helpful to be in that space. So if your idea of inspired action is waiting for the lightning to strike and give you permission to move forward, or waiting for circumstances to align for the right time to come for you to really step into your dream, I would really encourage you to look deeply at that and say, what is actually keeping me from moving forward here?
It's a beautiful question to ask yourself. And when we come back from our break, Vanna, I want to talk more about what does it mean to be a true creator in your life? So with me today is Bryna Haynes of ChooseYourEvolution.blog. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you ready to become a true creator in your life? Bryna Haynes, best-selling author, alchemist, and personal evolution expert, created the Choose Your Evolution Project to help mission-driven entrepreneurs, change makers, and influencers like you live into their dreams in a big way. Using a unique combination of quantum science, metaphysics, spirituality, neurohacking, and pure soul-powered wisdom, Bryna bridges the gap between knowing your truth and living your truth. She'll show you how to be the change in every area of your life so you can live and create without limits and change the world from the inside out. Watch Bryna's free 7-part masterclass for manifestors, How to Create Everything You Want, at ChooseYourEvolution.blog.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. Today we're talking about becoming a true creator in your life. And with me is Bryna Haynes, inspirational speaker, philosopher, waymaker, coach, and award-winning best-selling author. So, Bryna, you know I love these juicy conversations, right? Because I believe, like you do, that we are the creators of our life. What does it mean to be a true creator in your life in the work that you're doing and teaching?
Well, I think that in order to truly see ourselves as creators in our lives, we have to understand a little bit about the way the universe works. And this really came home to me, honestly, when I started reading and studying about quantum physics. And so I would love to just briefly explain the holographic model of the universe and what that tells us about who we are and what we're actually capable of. So,
go for it.
All right, we're going to go for it. So if you weren't expecting a physics lesson, if you're listening to this, you're getting one anyway, and it's going to be good. So when quantum physics explains the universe, there is this theory that the universe is holographic, and this is actually being proven by multiple experiments that are happening in the last couple of years, and currently, we don't need to get into those, but really, what a hologram is it is a projection of a three-dimensional image based on a collection or selection of two-dimensional data. So to create a true hologram, you need like lasers and an image, and the lasers are writing a two-dimensional image on a particular piece of film, and then when you hit it with another laser, you see the image. And that creates the Star Wars-type holograms, right? But you can also just think about it as if you've ever had one of those clear holographic bookmarks, and you look at this, you know, this flat piece of film, and you look through it and you see this three-dimensional image projected. That's the way our universe works, and that's the way reality works. So when we create our reality, we are not living in a limited space. We are simply projecting a three-dimensional image based on the points of data that we focus on. So you can actually write hundreds of images onto the same piece of holographic film, and the image will change depending on the direction you point a laser at it from. So if you hit it from the right, you might see an apple. If you hit it from the left, you might see a tree, depending on what's been programmed into there. Well, the universe is limitless and expansive and ever expanding. There literally is no cap on the potential or possibility for the points of data that we can use to create our three-dimensional reality. However, the angle at which we come at it is going to determine the picture we see. And so understanding that really gives us a little bit of perspective on how we create our reality, because it's all about perception. The other thing, about a hologram that's really, really cool is that if you take a hologram and you chop it into tiny pieces and you look through that holographic bookmark, you hold up this tiny little fragment and with a pair of tweezers and you look through it, or you cut up that holographic film and you hit it with a laser like you did the big piece, you're still going to see the same image. Everything is sort of mapped out in a hologram in these concentric circles. And so even if you chop it up into tiny pieces, the entire image is still there. And that is just so cool, because what that tells us is that not only are we those points of data from which the universal hologram is created, right? We contribute to the larger image. We're part of it. We're a piece of it. But this also tells us that if we were to cut away everything external from ourselves, if we were to chop that hologram into thousands or hundreds of thousands of little pieces, and all of a sudden it was just little old us, the entire universe would still be present inside of us. So we cannot be separate from the universe. All of the possibilities of the universe are already inside us. They're not external. We don't have to look for them. We don't have to barter to get them. They are already within us. And so what it means to be a true creator in your life is to acknowledge that every single potential and possibility and way of being already exists within you. And all you have to do to get the ones you want is choose them. So the more conscious choices you can make about how you're showing up in your life, how you're behaving in your life and relationships, how you are telling stories about yourself and your work and your worth and your purpose and all those things, the more you can get conscious about those and choose only those things which align with what you desire, the projection of your reality will change. And it will continue to change and expand as new possibilities surface. Because now you're hitting that holographic film from a different angle with a different laser, and an entirely new image is going to emerge with all kinds of possibilities attached to it that you couldn't even comprehend when you were on the other side of that switch.
It just gives you soul giggles to know, and like you said at the beginning, how all of this has been proven, but really to know that what we need is already within, because I believe, and it was my own experience, that we spend most of our life searching outside of ourselves for what we think the magic is. And I can only speak for myself. It wasn't until I turned inward, which is really what you're speaking about, and tapped into my own wisdom, my own power, my own truth, that my life began to change. And that's a simplified version of what I believe you were just sharing, that it's within us already. Stop looking outside yourself and turn inward, and the transformation is there because it already exists within you.
Well, absolutely. And I also think that explaining it from this quantum perspective is really helpful for people like me. I mean, I'm a headspace person. I like to be able to understand things sort of from the inside out. I pick everything apart. I'm very intellectual. And I almost felt that understanding that this idea of choosing my reality 100% without limitations was not some sort of, excuse my language, woo-woo bullshit. It's actually the way the universe works. And we have proof. So it's like, it's just another level of permission for us to believe that this is possible, and that it's more, that it's possible for us, not just for other people who have their stuff together and have this incredible life and blah, blah, blah. It's possible for us, and it's possible for all of us. And we have rigorous science that's actually proving it every single day. So there are no more excuses available at that point to say, well, I can only create my reality up to a point. Or, you know, I only sort of believe in this, but my reality is telling me a different story. Well, your reality is telling you a different story because you need to change your point of focus. So it was permission to expand my thinking when I started doing this research. And I hope that it can function as the same for at least some of the people who are listening today. Because if you're placing any kind of limit on your belief about what is possible, the scientific story is actually telling you otherwise. And I just think that is so cool. And also, it's telling us that exactly what you said, Linda, that every single change in our reality starts within. It starts from the angle of our focus, the points on which we choose to focus, the choices that we make, and only when we change those will a different picture of our reality appear.
And I know it to be true. You know it to be true. How many conversations have we had with women, and you know, just as our friends and in our circle, as well as in the research that you've done, women who have transformed their lives. And it was really, when you listen to their stories, if you break it all down, it's everything that you're talking about. It's like we began believing in the power of possibility, started turning inward, and really tapped into what I call like the divine source, the universal energies. It's all of it. But it's, for me, it's what allows us to expand beyond what we believe in our mind is possible. Because it's so, we're so much more than our mind.
Yes, absolutely. Our minds are simply tools. They're just tools. They're tools for choosing possibilities. And when we allow them to run the show, they are choosing either at random or according to someone else's paradigm of reality. You know, our minds are basically there to support the choices that we make in order to create our reality. They're there to protect us, right? We have this human ego that is there to protect us and speaks loudly against any kind of change, right? So we have this sort of built-in limiter, and that is really our mind. It's like the volume cap on your headphones or something, you know, like, oh, okay, we can only go this far. And then the mind kicks in and says, no, no, no. And it makes for a really interesting human experience, but also for one of just tremendous learning and depth. So I often am tempted to think that my mind is the only thing that's going on, because I am truly a head-centered person. And, you know, I know that for people who are emotionally driven, it's tempting to think sometimes that what we feel is the only thing that's going on or the only thing that's true.
And I believe it has to be a combination.
Yeah, well, regardless of what you think is true, there's always something beyond that. Because if you've made a decision about anything, if you've come out of possibility and made a choice, you've just chosen, you know, the one straw in a pile of 1,000 straws, right? And there are still 999 straws that are other possibilities that you could choose if you left that door open. So our self-definitions are like that. It's like, you know, picking one wildflower out of a field and saying, this is who I am and this is who I'll always be. Like, that doesn't make any sense, right? So anytime you're tempted to believe that something is irrefutably true, that's something you want to look at and say, okay, great. So this is my belief right now, but does this truth actually align with what I want to, who I want to be and what I want to create? And when you start asking those kinds of questions, you step into the process of conscious evolution and you begin moving forward out of wherever you are right now.
And it's so empowering. And when we come back from our next break, there's something you said a couple times that really resonates with me. It says, ask yourself the question, does this belief, thought, et cetera, align with who I want to be, right? So when we come back, I have a couple questions on that, and we'll be back in a moment with Bryna Haynes. You can learn more at Bryna's website, chooseyourevolution.blog. I'll be back in a moment.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Bryna Haynes. We're talking everything about conscious creation, making choices from a more empowered mindset. And Bryna, right before the break, I noticed you've said it a couple times, you know, ask yourself if this aligns with who you want to be. And that really speaks to me, right? Because I think so many of us get into doing, and I did, that, well, this is the role I play. I have to be doing. But I love that question, who do you want to be? What does that mean to you when you use that phrase?
So I think that there's a huge difference between who we are and who we're being in a moment. So who we are, we are containers for all of the possibilities of the universe. We are pieces of the universal hologram, and we, you know, we talked about that. So just take that in for a moment. You know, you are a container for all of the possibilities of the universe. That's who you are. Who you're being is how you show up in your life every day according to the choices that you're currently making. And so to me, there's a difference. It's like, you know, if you're having a conversation with someone and like you say to them, oh, you're being really nice today. Or, you know, there's a difference between saying, wow, you're being really nice, and wow, you're really nice. Like one is sort of a definition of the person's overall state. The other is talking about a momentary state of being. Like, wow, you're being really nice right now, but maybe you weren't so nice a minute ago. Like, so when we think about being as a transient state, as something that is moment to moment to moment, as opposed to a fixed or linear state of stasis, then we can actually start to look at ourselves as constantly in this process of growth and change. So I know, Linda, that you are not the same person you were 10 years ago. I can absolutely say that I am not the same person I was 10 years ago, not by a long shot. And so we see that we're on this continuum of change. And when we step into this process of conscious evolution, all we're doing really is just speeding that up. We're going to change regardless. And so our experiences might push us into new ways of thinking if we're not really being conscious. You know, new things in our lives might invite new possibilities that we then look at. But when we get really conscious about this process, we realize that we don't have to wait for those external things. We can choose who we are being in every single moment, every single day. And so that implies the state of presence, right? And what you are doing is not necessarily going to change who you are being. And so a lot of times we do, just like you said, Linda, we take action. We think that that's going to make stuff happen. But if we're still being the same way in our lives every day, our actions are only going to get us so far. So when we look at how our reality is created and projected, we could very well say that our reality is created by who we're being, because it's not just the 5 minutes we spend on our meditation cushion visualizing our new life or the next step or whatever. It's the way that we're being every single day and the energy that that state of being creates. And so we've all heard about how you have to, you know, raise your vibration if you want to attract new and better things and all of that. Well, that's really what this is about. Our state of being puts us at a particular vibration. When we change something about who we're being and how we define ourselves in our lives, we create a cascade of rapid change. And the actions that we take are different because now we're being someone new in our lives. So one good example of this is, you know, we work in a community of entrepreneurs. And how many entrepreneurs do we know love to say, like, oh, you know, I'm creating this, you know, this high-level business, or I'm going to become a national influencer, or I'm going to run a seven-figure business, right? These are their dreams and what they're taking action towards. And I was definitely doing that. You know, about a year ago, I was in this state, like, I'm taking action to create this, you know, business with X amount of income and blah, blah, blah. But who I was being was not aligned with that dream. You cannot have a seven-figure business if it's just you and you're overwhelmed and overworked and have no time for creative thinking. But I was not being that business owner in my business. I was being an overwhelmed solopreneur. And until I shifted that, there was no way I was going to create what I wanted. And we can say that in so many different circumstances. You know, we want to create a loving relationship, but we're not showing up in a loving way. We're not being a loving person to ourselves or to others. And so how can we expect to magically create this perfect and loving relationship when we're not being in a state of love right now? And so we have to look at very clearly and objectively, as objectively as possible, who we're being in every moment and what we need to shift about that way of being to align with what we want. So we just start asking questions like, oh, okay, so I want to be, I want to have $1 million business. Well, how does $1 million business owner show up every day? Does she show up frazzled and overwhelmed, or does she engage in some self-care and delegate and do these simple things that we often put off because they're not expedient in the moment? If I want to show up as a person who can engage in a truly loving relationship, well, what would that person do in this moment, right? I have to make a choice right now. What would a loving person do right now? And so instead of falling back on our default settings, which might not be aligned with what we want, we get to basically try on a new suit of clothes and try showing up in our lives as the person who can have what we want. And when we do that and we do it enough times, and I'm just talking like 3 or 4 or 5 times, it doesn't take much. When we start choosing differently and showing up differently, we begin to become that person. And when we become the person who can have what we want is going to show up big time, quickly, over the top of what we could have expected.
Oh, everything you're saying just is like resonating with my truth. And something you shared a moment ago about being, it's almost like what you shared about the desire that so many have to be the seven-figure business owner, but you're still in the energy, as you said, the struggling, overwhelmed one. It's shifting so you can actually see and feel and behave as the seven-figure business owner before it ever comes into your life.
Exactly. And then something that's really, really helpful is that while you're taking this new action that feels weird and unfamiliar because, you're showing up as a seven-figure business owner, even though that's not your current physical reality, what you're going to do is you're actually going to say to yourself, I am taking this action, or I am delegating this task, or I am doing this because I am a seven-figure business owner. And what that does is it tells your mind, oh, there's a purpose to this action. It's uncomfortable, yes, but here's why I'm doing it. And then your mind starts to say, oh, I get it. I'm doing this uncomfortable thing because I'm a seven-figure business owner. And if you do that 3 or 4 or 5 times, the next time you have to make a choice that involves this paradigm, your brain will actually start to speak up and say, hey, you're a seven-figure business owner. Don't do that. Like it will actually step in and try to prevent you from making a choice that's not aligned with what you've just told your brain is your new reality. So we could get really into this. This is really cool neuroscience. But the basics of it is just show up as you intend to create and then reinforce it to your mind that the reason you're doing this thing is because you are the person who has this thing. It really is a little bit magical and not very complicated, but if you start doing this and asking these questions, you are going to see rapid change in your reality.
I can attest to that. It's how I've changed my life over the last, 28 years. And we're going to jump to our last break, and we come back. I know the question comes up a lot in my circles of the difference between the term conscious creation and law of attraction. So why don't we cover that for those who are on the call going, well, is this different from law of attraction? So we'll be back in a moment. I'm with Bryna Haynes of ChooseYourEvolution.blog. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Experience a homecoming to your heart. In the foreword of Dr. Deborah Riebel's new book, Being Love, How Loving Yourself Creates Ripples of Transformation in Your Relationships and the World, Marcy Shimoff shares, the answer to our inner longing isn't finding love, it's being love. The practices that Dr. Deborah presents in Being Love are keys to opening your heart and receiving your divine birthright as a physical manifestation of love. Her techniques, developed over years of successful private practice with her clients and from her extensive training in multiple disciplines, are accessible, compassionate, and effective. Her message is powerful, and if you allow it, will change your whole life. Order your copy of Being Love today at beinglovebook.com and receive over 45 transformational gifts. Being Love is brought to you by Inspired Living Publishing.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I am so glad you're here with me and my special guest today, Bryna Haynes. So, Bryna, you know, law of attraction is how we hear that phrase for God knows how long now. And for the listeners on the call who are asking the question that so many do, what is the difference in the similarities between conscious creation and law of attraction, if any?
That's a really great question. So, to me, the law of attraction is a universal principle that underpins everything. So what it says is that when we are aligned with something, we will receive it. And so this is taught in so many different ways and really beautiful ways by many, many people. And, you know, the kind of gist of it is that what you think about, what you feel, what you believe is what you will attract. That's the law of attraction. So to me, I got it for a long time, but I kind of didn't get it at the same time. And I don't think there's a difference between working with the law of attraction and choosing a conscious evolutionary path. It's the same thing. The law of attraction is going to support you on your path of conscious evolution. So anytime you change who you're being on a daily basis to align with what you want, the law of attraction kicks in and the universe will start delivering what it is that you're aligning with. So it's a supportive principle. But what was missing from the Law of Attraction teachings for me for a long time was this idea of being as the state of attraction. And so a lot of Law of Attraction teachings will say, okay, just change your thoughts, right? But there's actually a lot of research being done that positive thinking alone does not actually contribute to behavior change. And especially for people who suffer from particular mental illnesses, this whole positive thinking can lead to delusion, to bypass, to actually sending people deeper into depression because it becomes an avoidance technique. And so there's, you know, you can read a lot about this if you just, you know, do some online research. There's a lot of actual research material out there about this. So the Law of Attraction itself is working for you all of the time. However, if you have not been able to change your reality as a result of some of the teachings you've heard around it, that may be why. So it's the difference between what you think and how you show up, how you are, how you be in your life every day. Because I can sit down for 5 minutes and think about all of the things I want. But if after that 5 minutes I get up and I'm still being the same person who's creating the same reality, those thoughts, you know, they have some power. And the more I think them, the more they become present for me. But it's not a rapid pathway to change. And if I allow my my positive thinking to cloud over or disguise some negative, or I don't even want to say negative, but lower vibrational emotions or thoughts that I'm also dealing with, then I'm just putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound, pretty much. You know, I'm really just allowing, I'm not taking full control as a creator of my mind, my feelings, my body, and my reality. So I think that it's just a matter of coming to terms with the full spectrum of our choice. And I hope that makes sense in the next
It does make sense. And for those, for me, I had to change the belief that had created the reality in the first place. But I agree with something you said. You can't just sit there. And believe me, I tried this 20 years ago when Law of Attraction was really big and Remember the Secret and all that. I did the affirmations, going, oh, shit, nothing's happening. I did my affirmations 100 times a day for, you know, 30 days, forgetting all the other pieces that we've been discussing today, right? That's what you're talking about. That's when it doesn't work. It's when you start to embody what you want to create, when you embody and show up and take the actions to be, it's, how'd you say it a few minutes ago? To show up in your life as what you want to attract into your life. As your example was the seven-figure entrepreneur. Don't keep doing things of a struggling entrepreneur if you want to become that. That was the big missing pieces for me over the years, too, is how all the pieces of the puzzle fit together. So we had this whole conversation today about choosing to be the creator of your life, and you have all the pieces fit together so beautifully. So for those who have been struggling with Law of Attraction, be sure you to join Bryna on her blog at chooseyourevolution.blog to really connect deeper and dive in. And I don't usually do this, Bryna, but I have to share, you have an amazing gift on your website. Tell our listeners about it, because I don't usually do this on my show, but it's such a powerful gift and will really help serve and empower those who want to step onto this path.
Oh, thank you so much. So if you go to chooseyourevolution.blog, right up in the top bar is a link to my free masterclass series. And it's a 7-part masterclass series, but don't be intimidated. The videos are short. All 7 videos together are about the length of a standard webinar. So it's not a huge investment of time to watch, but I really break down this System for Conscious Evolution and share with you a little bit more about this idea of you as being a container for the universe and how that works and how you can actually set yourself up to be different in your life so that you align with what you want. So I really hope that you enjoy that. Thank you so much, Linda, for sharing it.
Oh, it's powerful. I've gone through it. It's powerful. You know, I share it all the time. Now more than ever, we need those tools to be able to change our own path and journey. And I want to thank you for being here today and for having the courage to, you know, choose your own evolution and step out doing the work that you're doing. It's such an honor and privilege to watch you bloom in this way, because I believe in your message. I know the lives that are going to be transformed through this project. So thank you, my beautiful friend.
Thank you so much for all of your loving support, you know, through this transition and for all of the years prior. And I just want to share how much that means to me that that you're supporting me through this growth process. So I love you.
Aw, it's a love fest.
Yay, love fest.
Right back at you, my friend. And until next time, everyone, I invite you to choose love, choose happiness, and have an extraordinary day. I'll see you next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.